This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Yeah, do me a favor. Make adjustments, please. Yeah, a little better, a little better. Okay, we'll try that. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. I want to begin with a tweet from a guy by the name of Imperator Rex. And he's talking to, apparently, some people who have decided they're going to define liberalism for us. And here's what he ends up defining liberalism as. He says, liberal progressives are incurious people who are incapable of self-reflection. They confuse academic qualifications with intelligence and believe they are morally and intellectually superior to the deplorables. The mix of arrogance and elitism is toxic in their greatest weakness. And I wrote him back and said, there's no wonder they call you the Imperator. Because what a great summation of leftism. That's what they are. These progressives, they really believe they're better than you. You know, here's the funny thing. We were talking about this over the weekend. And I said, I have friends, people that I've met. I met a guy recently, I'll give you an example, at a Lowe's. He saw me. He's like, hey, you're Kevin Jackson. I was like, yeah. And so he's excited. He calls his wife. Hey, you know, you never guess who I'm standing here with. And she's like, I have no idea. But then she's a huge Fox watcher. And he tells her. And she's like, oh, my gosh. So he hangs up and we talk for a few minutes. He says, hey, look, I'd love to golf with you or you know, spend some time at some point. You know, because we got on the subject of golf. And I said, yeah, I'd love to. I just haven't had a chance to. So he says, hey, I'm a member of the country club. I'll take you over. And we golf together. And it's funny. So we're talking politics, of course. Insider stuff, you know, hey, what, Kevin, tell me about so-and-so at Fox News, whatever, he's asking questions. And, of course, I'm only telling him what is public domain. But we have this discussion, and then he says, hey, you like barbecue? And I'm thinking, this is why I love conservatives. This is a white dude asking a brother, do I like barbecue? Of course I like barbecue. So he's like, look, I'm a pit master. Love to make barbecue. Love to have you, the family, come over, whatever. Okay, cool. You know, done. But then he ends it by saying, hey, listen, would it be okay if I invited a few friends that are fans of yours? I'm like, no, no problem. Now, I personally find it very funny, number one, that the guy recognized me and he's excited about the idea of hanging out. We hang out together and he's even more excited. And now he wants to expand, you know, the universe. And I would be, and I find this very funny because I've been to the parties where the guys, you know, like you go to a Hollywood gathering and the big names are there and you're a nobody. I would be the centerpiece of this party and it just cracks me up because I don't think of myself that way. But leftists, they thrive on that. They want to figure out how do I take my celebrity and make more out of it. I had a guy come to my house. He did some maintenance. A wall had to be cut because of a problem with a bathroom. It was the piping was leaking. The pipes were leaking. So he cuts. He comes over, and he's doing maintenance. He's with a maintenance company. Another guy comes over, and I meet this guy, and turns out he's a big fan. So we should, you know, I introduce myself. He's like, yeah, man, holy cow. So we talk politics for 5 minutes. You know, he was here for a few hours, but I had things to do. So he leaves. His companion comes over, a few days later, because he has to do something else on the house. It's a rented house, and they've got whoever the owner is has a maintenance company that comes by and does things. So the next guy comes over, who I'd met earlier for another thing, and he says to me, "Hey, Mitch came back to the office. He was like, do you know whose freaking house I was just at?" And he's, you know, he's like completely freaked out. And the guy's like, yeah, yeah, Kevin Jackson. He's like, yeah, man. And he's just going on and on and on. So anyway, hopefully I set the stage of all of this. But here's the point. It means nothing. I don't mean it in a sense that you mean nothing. It means I'm flattered beyond belief But to me, there's nothing. I don't see my opinion meaning anything more than yours. When I started my brand, here's what I said to myself. I said, if when you do this, you are speaking for the voiceless people in this country. I remembered growing up as a little boy in Brady, Texas, with my country, you know, corn-fed white boy friends. I mean, I had a handful of black friends. It was a little town. There weren't that many blacks. But I had come from the city where I had black friends, still friends to this day. But most of my friends were formed during my years in this little country town in Central Texas. And I remembered how great these kids were, and I remembered how much smack was being talked against them when I would watch politics on TV. That's what motivated me. I was like, you don't even know what America is represented. And let me tell you, I went from little town to little town in southern state to southern state, and I have never been disrespected to the degree that the left wants you to believe. As a black man, I've been disrespected, and I was offended on behalf of my friends. I'm not fighting for them necessarily, but what I am fighting for is my belief in them. And that's the difference. And so when I started this brand, the Black Sphere brand, which we've transitioned over to just Kevin Jackson for the most part, but when I started this brand, it was, I'm going to give voice to Robert Riggs, to Daryl Probst, and to Calvin Evans, and all these other friends of mine who would die for me. And the left says, no, they're racist. That's why I did it. It wasn't because I thought, ooh, I'm going to be a big star, whatever. They wanted me to come back to my hometown and get a key to the city. And I haven't done it yet, but I will eventually. But my point to all of it is I feel like this is a necessary thing to do. And it isn't to do it because I want to be the big guy when I go home to get a key to my little city population less than 6,000. Actually, I think we went to 6,003. So that's why we do this. And leftists, they, as he says, they're incurious. They have no reason to search for the truth. They don't self-reflect. They don't look at things that are negative in their lives and go, you know what? This is how that was caused. And they do believe that because they've got some sort of book sense, because they can quote Shakespeare, that makes them some amazing people. They're dumb. They really are. And it's what I'm going to do is I'm focusing today on what it means to be American and how we represent the country and how if we allow them to continue to gain a foothold, America will not be a better country. So we'll be talking about race when we get back. Gillibrand, we got Al Franken, lots to cover, folks. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing, only at CATIArmor.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio Show.
One day after radio host Leanne Tweeden accused him of kissing her and taking a lewd picture that you're seeing on the screen there without her consent. Slate.com says Franken ought to resign. So does Vice and two top Democrats in the state of Minnesota. A feminist writing for the Washington Post, though, says Franken ought to stay. Mother Jones's Kevin Drum says resignation would be a gross overreaction to the offense. Ann Coulter's been around a long time watching this kind of stuff on the American left for decades, and she joins us tonight. Ann, it's great to see you.
Great to be here, Tucker.
I assume that you know Al Franken because he's always around. He's always selling books. You are, too. So what's your informed opinion on this story?
Well, technically, he's always selling books by putting me on the cover of his books. My informed opinion is, for one thing, the Democrats do not care what Republicans have to say about it, so I may as well tell you the truth of what they ought to do. I don't think any Democrats are watching Fox News, but if they were smart, they'd get rid of him. I mean, in Minnesota, he would be replaced by a much more woke Democrat, maybe Keith Ellison. Most most likely, more likely, a feminist. You have an actual photo here. I mean, can you imagine if that were a member of the Duke lacrosse team? Lacrosse across the country would have to be shut down.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That, of course, was Ann Coulter on Tucker Carlson's show. And it's pretty easy. Pardon me. It's pretty easy to see what would happen if you flip the script on this and it wasn't Al Franken, because we have Judge Roy Moore to look at. And I love it that we've got a comparison, a compare and contrast. You have a person who's been accused of wrongdoing, sexual proclivities, whatever, dalliances, 35, 40 years ago, with completely unproven. And then you've got a guy who admits, yeah, I used to do that. And as Tucker alluded, Franken's just a vile human being. He's a vile person. He's like Sheila Jackson Lee. Their staff doesn't even like him. But, you know, there you go. So you've got, all you got to do is flip the script. Imagine on the heels of Roy Moore, if we had pictures of a senator that where this had happened, or we had a senator who was under investigation for paying prostitutes or whatever, like Senator Menendez. Just imagine these things. Menendez isn't even mentioned in mainstream media. This is just, it's incredible to watch how the left handles things when it's their stuff. See, I don't care whether it's Menendez or Franken or anybody else. I think these things are not good, particularly for people in power. Now, let me back up a little bit. Al Franken's picture with the lady where he's doing her breast. There's hardly a jokester among us who hasn't done something like that. Women do it. Fake like they're going to grab your crotch. In the case of the left, Joy Behar, she physically does. There's a photo montage of Joy Behar, Miley Cyrus, and many of these other leftist women, Ellen, grabbing women's crotches, I mean men's crotches. In the case of Ellen, pretending she's going to go in for a dive on a lady's breast and so on and so forth. And you don't hear any outcry. And let me tell you, amongst us girls, let's just be honest, conservatives, we don't give a crap. That picture of Franken, you know, doing that while the lady was asleep, that doesn't rise to the level of anything. That is schoolboy prank. Let's just be honest. Here's the deal. We've been conditioned to look at these things now differently. If you even ask a woman out as a man these days, it could be considered sexual harassment. Not doing it 10 times, doing it twice. If she tells you no the first time, and you go, well, maybe she was just having a bad day, or she didn't want to go out that day, or she made an excuse. If you ask a second time, it's harassment. So we live in this highly charged time, and now people, and I think, quite frankly, this is something to keep men off kilter. So you don't know what to do. I've heard a guy one time, I don't remember who he was, but he said, under the rules today, I would not have married my wife. And he says, because I pestered her. He goes, I asked her out multiple times. I was like leaving notes, you know, and it got to be cute to her that this guy really liked her. If you do that today, you're a stalker and you're in jail. And, you know, you're Bubba's boyfriend in the pokey. So the times have changed dramatically. And the fact of the matter is, let's just keep it real. What Al Franken did was nothing. It really wasn't. Now, him trying to rewrite the script so he could have a kiss with this girl during the USO, whatever, that's a different story. But even that, okay, good. Look, she's an attractive girl. If I got script control and this hot babe is with me on a USO thing, hey, I tell you what, can we write in a kiss? I'd ask her, is it okay if we write in a kiss? There's nothing wrong. But what makes it wrong is when the left just beats it into us. You know, political correctness and men are this and men are that and men. And they do all this stuff. And then suddenly, what used to be benign behavior is now, oh, look at what he did. So it's only natural that we're going to throw this back in their face. If you want to make a world where people don't talk to each other and, you know, you practically as a guy, you have to wait for a woman to say, I'm interested. And then you better document it, because it will come back. Well, that's the world we live in. So I want to focus on what Hillary Clinton had to say on this. And then I'm going to come back to what Trevor Noah said on it as well. So here's what Clinton said.
Of course, some pretty serious allegations, Secretary Clinton, have come out about Al Franken. Allegations of sexual harassment and also sexual assault. Should he resign because he is a sitting senator?
Look, Al Franken, is a friend of mine, and I deeply regret what he did. There's no excuse for his behavior, none at all. But he's called for an investigation. He's apologized to the woman involved. Apparently she's accepted the apology. So I think we've got to, recognize that he agreed to an ethics investigation. It will go to the ethics committee. It will investigate, the situation, was, and, they'll decide about what, if any, action should be taken based on that behavior. And I think that's the appropriate process because, I think that something like that coming into the public arena and Al's very quick acceptance of responsibility and apology and his willingness to be investigated and to take the consequences is the kind of accountability I'm talking about.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Hillary Clinton said the magic word, accountability. Now, unfortunately, because my producer doesn't know what he's doing, we don't have enough time to go into this right now, but I want to come back with this clip when we get back from a break. Got to take a short break. Got to pay the bills. We'll be back in just a bit because what I want to do is I want to dissect what Hillary Clinton just said and apply it to, say, Hillary's life. We'll be back in just a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Some pretty serious allegations, Secretary Clinton, have come out about Al Franken, allegations of sexual harassment and also sexual assault. Should he resign because he is a sitting senator?
Look, Al Franken, is a friend of mine, and I deeply regret what he did. There's no excuse for his behavior, none at all. But he's called for an investigation. He's apologized to the woman involved. Apparently she's accepted the apology. So I think we've got to, recognize that he agreed to an ethics investigation. It will go to the ethics committee. It will investigate, the situation, was, and, they'll decide about what, if any, action should be taken based on that behavior. And I think that's the appropriate process because, I think that something like that coming into the public arena and Al's very quick acceptance of responsibility and apology and his willingness to be investigated and to take the consequences is the kind of accountability I'm talking about.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That, of course, was Hillary Clinton, and she's giving an excuse to Al Franken. And before I even get into dissecting any of this, I want to just ask you a very simple question. This is when we do these things, we're about to start these things called idea seminars, and they teach you how to think like me. If you want to do that, or if your son or your daughter, you're going to want to bring them to these because these are things that will show you how to win an argument and how, and I'm talking about just using common logic. Now, that was Hillary Clinton, and all you have to do to twist Hillary up on this is say, Hillary, what would you be saying if this were a Republican senator? You think she would be providing cover? First of all, she couldn't have led off with, he's a friend of mine. Now, she goes on to say there's no excuse for his behavior. And to you, I say, that's nonsense. Al Franken's got plenty of excuses for that behavior. He's a comedian. At the time, that's what he was. He's a man who's around an attractive woman, probably trying to make her, like him. That's an excuse. The biggest excuse is he didn't do anything. I would ask any of you, have you done or seen something similar to this occur in your life? Has one of your friends pretended to grab the butt of one of your other, whether it be male, female? How many times have you done that? Have you pretended to grab somebody's butt? Or if they're asleep, you played with them a little bit or something like that. Maybe Franken thought that he was better friends with this woman. They were on some sort of a junket. Maybe he thought they were better friends.
I could give you 50 excuses for what he did. And I can practically guarantee you, to a person listening to this program, you either participated or you willingly watched somebody do something very similar. So what are we talking about here? Why are we having a conversation? Look, am I defending Franken? No. I don't need to defend Franken. I hope this ruins his career. But because this is what political correctness has done, it's ruining people's careers over nonsense. How far do we go back? I was asking a friend of mine, you know, I don't know what types of behavior are acceptable or not acceptable. I was raised a pretty respectable kid by my grandparents. They use words like courting. Well, you know, if you're going to court that girl, you need to go talk to her parents and blah, blah, blah. Okay. And so that's what you do. You go, if you wanted to go out on a date, excuse me, Mr. Johnson, I'd like to take, you know, Susan out on a date. We're going to go to Leo's Drive-In and have a burger, and I'll have her home by 10, you know, 10 o'clock or whatever. I mean, that was what you did. So, but I'll put it to you this way. Go back 3 decades in your life. Go back 4 decades in your life and try to remember, if you offended somebody, what were the sensibilities during that time? Now, I'm going to tell you, as a conservative, my sensibilities have pretty much remained the same. They've tweaked a bit over the years, but things that offended me when I was in my 20s offend me, you know, now. Things that didn't offend me pretty much don't offend me now, with very rare exception. But we're supposed to go with the time. So now, something Franken did, I don't know when he did it, but something he did decades ago is now, ooh, look at what he did. And it's nothing. In the scheme of things, it is a joke. If we take politics out of this, forget he's a senator, forget he's a Democrat, whatever. Again, I'm not defending this fool. He's a clown. He's a total butt munch. But I will tell you, he's done nothing. So anyway, Hillary says there's no excuse for his behavior. There are total excuses for his behavior. And if you believe there are no excuses for his behavior, you're being lulled in to the crazy, politically correct, illogical world, incurious world that I mentioned from Imperator Rex, that the leftists live in. There's plenty of reason to question that. And even as Republicans, you know what we should do? We should say, look, Al Franken gets a pass. That is nothing. That the world that Franken is living in is a world. If we wanted to change the hearts and minds of the left right now, we would say to them, look, that's nothing. You know why people won't do it? Because they'll go, oh, well, that'll look like we're the people who are bad. We don't care about women. We could say to that lady, who, by the way, Hillary Clinton says she's forgiven Al. But we could say to her, look, no offense, I get it. Al Franken is a repulsive guy, and you can say a lot of things about him. But honestly, that is not sexual harassment. That's a dude who's a jokester. Let's not forget the sucker is I'm using my finger quotes. He's a comedian, and he's trying to be funny.
I look back on what I did, and it wasn't even funny.
Yes, it was. It was funny. We do stuff like that. Let me tell you. There's not a dude that was ever in a frat. You can eliminate them from any political office because frat boys have done far worse. I'll tell you what we did one time. When I was in football camp, we had a guy who, we suspected he was gay. He was weird. He was my roommate for part of football camp. And he's a weird guy. And, we suspected he was gay. Well, a guy, when we were switching roommates, another guy came in, and we were like, hey, you're going to be roommating with this other dude. I won't say his name, but you're going to be roommating with him. And, we all got a little bit toast. Well, not me, but other people were drinking and getting all right. We're not supposed to drink at my school. I went to military school. And this guy got drunk and passed out. And we rubbed Vaseline between his buns and pulled his pants down like he was sagging and put him in his rack. And the next morning, you know, he's wakes up and we asked, like, you know, hey, so how things go last night with the guy? Almost said his name. With your roommate. And he didn't say anything. So that's the kind of crap we did. Okay? And so I can tell you there's hardly a and I don't believe this is limited to men. Women have done these types of things too, playing around. But I'm not going to speak for women because I don't know. But I know that my suspicion is that women have done these things too. So if we were to say, we're not going to get caught up in this. We'd be better people for it. And it isn't because we don't want, we could say, look, y'all can trash out all you want. We get it. We think he's a despicable person. He doesn't deserve to be a senator. But this is not what we're going to go after him on. We're going to go after him on policy and his idiotic stuff. And by the way, that same behavior that you're condemning, he still does all that stuff. He's still the same person. That's the way you fight that. But anyway, here's the other side of this thing. Hillary says they're going to have an ethics investigation. Well, congratulations. The fox is going to watch the hen house. The Senate Ethics Committee, this is the same as the Office of Compliance I talked about the other day. The Office of Compliance that allows the Congress to do whatever it wants to do. These are the office that lets rapists and other sexual harassers get away with using your tax dollars to pay people to hush up. Yeah, that's real punishment. You know, when you're paying out of your pocket for your sexual dalliances, that's a different thing. When you're held accountable because you've really done something wrong, not this Franken crap, but this real stuff that's happening, like what Hillary Clinton's husband did. But here, and that brings me to the last point she made. Quick acceptance of responsibility. Does anybody remember when Bill Clinton got accused of, you know, having an intern in the White House and doing the things that he was doing and some of the other allegations that were made against him that even rise to the form of him going to prison? Does anybody remember how quickly Bill Clinton accepted responsibility? Boy, he was Johnny on the spot. Yeah, I'm really sorry for my affair with Kathleen Willie, whatever her name is. I'm really sorry that I raped Juanita Broderick. I'm really sorry that I sexually harassed Paula, what's her, I forget her name, but whatever. But in the litany of other women, did he fess up? Even when we caught him with Monica, it took an act of Congress, quite frankly, I mean, I'm not even joking about that, to get the man to admit to it. Hillary Clinton's talking about quick acceptance of responsibility.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What it means to be American. You know, I look at this Al Franken situation and I say to myself, this isn't the America we built. People do weird things, lewd things occasionally. You know what would have happened in the old days if Al Franken did that? The woman would have gotten up and said, you know, eventually saw the picture or heard about it and said, Al, what's up? And I would have said, you know, I'm really sorry, blah, blah, blah. And that would have been the end of it. And this is not a story. It's not a story to recur decades later and potentially ruin a man's career. A vile, despicable Democrat senator who cheated his way into office. Even with that, I will tell you, what Al Franken did You can look at it any way you want. I don't care if there are women out there going, Kevin, you don't understand what he did. He didn't do jack. I know women who are aggrieved in far more vicious ways in just normal life than what Al Franken did. And we want to jump on. We want to pile on. This is, look, again, not protecting this clown, but the fact of the matter is we have to show when we're bigger than him. And I'm not saying turn the other cheek. This isn't a turn the other cheek thing. This is something that showcases the true differences between us and them. See, we've been led down the primrose path about political correctness, and it is destroying men. It is destroying our culture. Men are not able to be men. You can't go up to some woman and say, hey, unless you look like Brad Pitt, and she's all over it. We play this clip from time to time, comic clip of this comedian that says that there's a fine line between stalker and, you know, in person you want to be with. And you could be, you know, ask a girl out for a date at the job, and she's like, oh, gosh, you know, you just sexually harassed me. But Brad Pitt could be, you know, butt naked in front of her window, you know, throwing rocks at it, and she'd be like, oh, my gosh, Brad, he's so dreamy. And it's true. See, all these things are a matter of interpretation. If that lady liked Al Franken, that picture would be in her wallet. But she didn't, because Al's a despicable leftist who, you know, she found to be the vile person that he is. And so there you go. And somebody gets the picture to reinforce what we're supposed to hear about Al Franken. Look, I don't know what Al Franken's done. I will just tell you this. By the definition, most of the men that I know, I'm talking about good quality men who are now married with kids and blah, 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 living a great lives, they have sexually harassed women by the definition we live by today. This is not just about Roy Moore or Al Franken. This is about an attack on men. The real attack should have occurred on leftist men, not us. And by the way, Franken's a leftist, but I want to make a distinction here. Harvey Weinstein is a perfect example of leftist men. And the women who allowed him to do what they did and the other men who knew what Harvey was doing, they're all on the left. This has nothing to do with us. Yet, every time you turn around, this is about, oh, men are so awful, and men, 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 men. So I want to play a clip of Trevor Noah, and he's making fun of this situation, and he's, you know, trying to make fun of Al Franken. And this is as close as he comes to it, but look at where it ends up if you don't believe what I'm telling you.
Microphone breaking news. Democratic Senator Al Franken. He is now being accused of groping a radio news anchor back in 2006. There is a picture of that. And also, she says that he kissed her without her consent.
Al Franken. Hashtag you too. And that face doesn't help. Like, he clearly thinks it's funny in that moment. She's not in on the joke. She's asleep. And to be honest, like, even if there wasn't a woman in that picture, that poses its own crime. What do you have to say for yourself?
Franken released a statement reading in part, I don't know what was in my head when I took that picture, and it doesn't matter. There's no excuse. I look at it now and I feel disgusted with myself. It isn't funny. It's completely inappropriate.
Well, you know what? At least he apologized, and that apology seems sincere. I just didn't like the accompanying photo. I'm not going to lie. But you know the story. The story is another example of how, at all levels, we men have been complicit in perpetuating the culture that devalues women. I don't care who you are, Democrat, Republican, black, white, rich, poor. Men. Because you forget, it's not just Al Franken in the picture. It's the guy who's taking the picture. You know, his Billy Bush. Who's that guy?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. See, this is what I'm talking about. The biggest crock. It's men. See, this young South African chump that now occupies a big audience is trying to explain it's not women's fault. It's men. Really? You know who I blame? I blame feminists. See, feminists have created their own culture. They have their own atmosphere. And it exists everywhere you have leftism that's pervasive. They want to blame the guys like me, guys like you, and the ladies, your husbands listening to this program. They want to blame us. I've taken zero responsibility for it. I have exalted women my entire life. Don't misunderstand me. You know, I've certainly not been the best guy every time with the girls I've dated or whatever else. But I will put my record up against 99.9% of the men in the world. That's how good. And I would venture to say you feel much the same. Well, I'll put my record up against 50% of the world. Because the 50% of us who understand what it means to be, who respect women, not only as our mates and what have you, but in business and elsewhere, what do I have to be ashamed of? You know, I understand it. If a woman that I worked with, you know, came up and for, you know, in the right circumstances and grabbed one of my buns, I'd be like, whatever. I get it, Sheila. You've been watching. You've been checking me out for a better part of a year. What took you so long? Right? It would be funny. I'm not saying that guys should do that to women or whatever. I'm just saying under the right circumstances, you get it. But we've been told, oh, this is the way it is. No. Feminists have created this environment. They're equivalent to men. Guys, we hit each other in the shoulder. We smack each other on the butt. We say lewd jokes. Look, let's just be honest. We are not the keepers of the, you know, the sanctity of America, you know, of life, whatever. Fill in your word. I don't need to give you all the words. I'm only doing radio here. But you get what I'm saying? When did we become these, you know, paragons of virtue? We're not. We're going to talk about, you know, locker room talk and what, I mean, and I'm not saying we're vile creatures necessarily, but I'm just saying we guys have this thing to say, what to hell with decorum? We're just talking amongst guys here. By the way, women do the same thing. But for Trevor Noah, it's all men. We've all been complicit. We've done this. A man can only do what a woman allows him to do. I know people, oh, Kevin, don't you say that about rapists and all that. Look, I get it. Don't try to, you know, use the other side of the argument. I'm talking about in normal life. Women give you the permission, and it's through body language. Sometimes it's out and out. Yeah, hey, listen, if you ever wanted to, you know, be my boyfriend, you know, who knows? It's all nuanced. But this idea that Trevor Noah wants to blame men for this is ridiculous. Yeah, that would be to say, well, there's no gold diggers. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about basketball players. I have some, they're old school guys, but I had basketball player friends that were at the top of their careers when we hung out. I mean, we're still friends, but we just don't, you know, see them as often. And I was telling a friend of mine, I won't say the name, but I went to one of the best basketball players in history, and he was at the top of his game, and I went to his hotel room, invited. And he, you know, he had code words, and I go up, and I think maybe I told this story, but I go up there, and there were probably 8 stunning women in this room, 4 guys, 2 of which were players, and 2, I'm talking about basketball players on his team, and 2 others who were just guys that were friends of those players or whatever. And it was the makings of this little party that was about to happen. I just came up to say, what's up, man? Good to see you. Good game. Blah, blah, blah. It was after the game. And I'm watching these young girls. And by the way, 2 of the girls had mulatto babies. They were white girls with you know, little, we call them swirls, little mulatto kids. And I just remember looking around this room going, holy cow, these guys can have anybody. You know, and these girls throw themselves at these men. 2 of them were like, okay, so where's, y'all got to tell us where the after party is. They were begging these guys, tell us where we could possibly go meet our future husbands. That's what they're looking for. There was no limit to what these women would do if these basketball players wanted them. No limit. And so feminists want to pretend that they're not complicit. Leftists, progressives, Democrats want to pretend that they're not the reason. No, it's men. I'm not taking responsibility for what they do.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.